This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, we have another hour packed, filled full of information that needs to be downloaded on you, the American people, so we can take responsibility to right the wrongs. Because, again, keep in mind, we have the freedom to right the wrongs. We always do. The mercies of God are new every day. Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees caught in sex stings, child porn arrests. Yet, Disney moves forward. As a matter of fact, the most shocking gay day event ever at Walt Disney World, said Martin Maurer, president of Christian Action Network, said of his experience during the annual gay day at Walt Disney World, yes, you heard me right, gay day at the Walt Disney World, the homosexual celebration, which ran from June 3rd to June 8th, featured topless homosexuals engaged in hugging, kissing, and public fondling at a Disney theme park. Mr. Maurer, he said, the video footage was captured on film, and it's the most brazen and shameless display of public homosexuality I've ever seen. I said at Walt Disney World in Florida, friends. Mr. Maurer, he said, and to think it occurred at Disney World is simply stunning and beyond belief. Now, all the while knowing that Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees were caught in a sex sting, child porn sting operation, why would Disney continuously move forward? I mean, we can talk about Beauty and the Beast, for those that did not know. The homosexual kiss during the movie. They weren't gonna censor that, friends. They got to keep pushing the agenda. Who are these people working for? That's the question you need to ask yourself. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. At the top of the second segment, we're going to begin that program, friends. It's important for you because, listen, those that love Orlando, Florida, I totally get it. It's America's playground. It's a lot of fun to go there, I think. The reason I say that is because I don't think I really know what I like outside of my ministry, in the sense of I don't know where I find life outside of ministry. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I really don't. I find my life where I lose my life, and where I lose my life, that's where I find my life. And it's interesting. That's exactly what the Christ told us. Now, in saying that again, friends, I understand. But we have to highlight what's going on, because the end aim here are the children. Again, we're going to be talking about that during the second segment, third segment, and the fourth segment. Some of this information coming out on Disney, folks, is just appalling, to say the least. Now, before we do that, I want to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I got some good headlines for you, because it's interesting how you reap what you sow. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. You sow to the spirit, you're going to of the spirit reap everlasting life. Now, we all know who Colin Kaepernick was, right? And who he is. Do you remember with him concerning the topic in highlighting Colin Kaepernick. Do you remember President Abraham Lincoln said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically so. So it's not an issue of law, it's an issue of changing public opinion, and this is exactly what Colin Kaepernick attempted to do. Now, therefore should not come as a surprise when I tell you that, again, Colin Kaepernick, the new NFL's useful idiot who claims recently he converted to Islam before his anti-American, well, I can't even say stance, in hopes of changing public opinion. As a matter of fact, the controversy started when Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving over to the propagandist, refused to stand for the national anthem. Do you guys all remember this? And this all took place during a preseason game. He was protesting racism. And keep in mind, Leon Trotsky is the one that came up with the idea of racism. I'm sure it was way before Leon, but he's the one that coined it as far as defining it. Go ahead and use racism to browbeat those that don't fall in line. He used the word dissenters. But now going back to Kaepernick, keep in mind he would not stand during the national anthem during a preseason game. And again, he was protesting racism. People are getting tired of that, I hope. And all the while, he was supporting Black Lives Matter, all five members. Now, keep in mind, Colin Kaepernick was adopted by white parents, just to let you know. And what he did is he told the NFL.com, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag, the American flag, for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Really? Okay, so going over to Webster's Dictionary, 1828, oppressed means burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened, or depressed. Oppressed, huh? He said that people of color and blacks are being oppressed, really. Colin's life proves the opposite while signing a $114 million contract with the NFL. And apparently, Colin has failed to remember that those that he calls oppressed do live in America where they become what they work to become, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Now, furthermore, he should also know that no one gets to the top of the mountain because they were dropped there, successful people. It is because they worked hard enough to get there. And of all people, again, friends, Colin Kaepernick should have knew this. As a matter of fact, let's take a quick look at others that are oppressed, as Colin Kaepernick is. Okay, people of color, the blacks, all right, in this particular situation. And I'm not backhanding good folks across the country because, again, when you read Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. I'm not making it a color issue. Colin Kaepernick is. And this is, again, a totalitarian Saul Alinsky tactic. That's all it is, friends, to browbeat dissenters. But did you know that the National Football League's racial makeup, 68% of those that are on the football field are blacks? 68%. 0.7 are Latinos on the football field, Asian, and 28% white. Wow, 1.1% Asian and 28% are white. Now, I see a greater percentage of black folks on that football field that are making a whole lot of money because they worked hard to get there, Colin. And interestingly enough, when I go to the Basketball Association, I find out that 74.4% of those that are on the basketball court, whoa, surprise, surprise, America, they're black folks. 23.3% are white, and 1.8% Latinos, and 0.2% are Asian players. Oppressed? Oh, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com. How'd that work out for you, Colin Kaepernick? He's now unemployed. The social justice warrior lost all of his armor. He tested his mettle on the wrong people, friends, because Americans said no more to him. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I was just highlighting all the oppressed on the national football field, on the national basketball court, and all those people that are burdened with unreasonable impositions and overburdened and depressed, those people of color, said Colin Kaepernick. And then I highlighted right before the end of the segment, friends, social justice warrior Colin Kaepernick is now an unemployed loser. NFL doesn't want him anymore. Why? Because he desecrated, through his un-American, unpatriotic example, to go ahead and play the Muslim and the anti-American by showing forth anarchy to the flag in which my relatives fought, bled, and died, magnifying concerning the laws found in our Constitution against all of that which he was promoting. And it didn't fare very well. I had one guy say to me, well, Bradley, you know, the good thing is at least he still has millions in the bank. I said, yeah, but it's interesting. He's so poor, that's all he has is money. Because he knows, friends, he doesn't have any friends. But he's got to come to the terms of who we are as a people. And if he doesn't like it, I can find a nice brand new tennis shoe that I can go ahead and kick him in the back of his shorts with. And we can get a ticket for him, friends, if we'd like to come together, a one-way ticket of his Muslim nation of choice. And he can stay there so he can understand how good he's got it. But what's sad about people, I don't know what it is, human nature, whatever it may be, you don't know what you got until it's gone. Why is that, friends? I don't get it. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, remember David Rockefeller, he just passed away. Wanted to tell you that. Just hold on to rejoicing for a moment, friends. Please do. He's in hell where he belongs. The world's a better place, no doubt. But what's interesting about David Rockefeller is the outgoing media for complicity in the globalist agenda was on the shoulders of none other than David Rockefeller. Now, again, going back to David Rockefeller, keep in mind, friends, he's now understanding. Nobody's got to convince him of hell because that's where he's at now. And when you judge him by his fruit, it's not hard to judge the outcome of his lifestyle. Also, keep in mind that it is David Rockefeller, of course, who was the one that was responsible for saying that he was, well, some even believe we, the Rockefeller family, are a part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, a one world, if you will, if that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. See, folks, they always blurt the truth out in their confusion, do they not? And here again, we have it, friends. So much for all of those conspiracy theorists, right, friends? Out of the horse's mouth himself, David Rockefeller said what he said. He's guilty as charged. By the way, maybe David's reading scripture right now when it's too late. If you read Psalm 22, verse 29, friends, it's interesting as to what it states, because this, again, is what he's finding out right now. And by the way, the Rothschilds are soon to follow in pursuit, close pursuit, as the Bushes and others, friends, that wanted to go ahead and play mockery of God's laws. But this is what it says in Psalm chapter 22, verse 29. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. Now, that's in a positive, friends. And they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none shall keep or can keep alive his own soul. And it's interesting. These elitists believe that they're going to live forever. Well, guess what? They are. But it depends on where they're going to be living for eternity. And again, maybe we need to talk to Mr. Rockefeller now, because we don't need to convince him of anything, friends, because he's finding out that the hell he deserves is the hell that he's got now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former Democratic mayor pleads guilty. You ready for this? Pleads guilty. Here we have it again. The politicians, friends, responsible for the crimes. Former Democrat mayor pleads guilty to raping a four-year-old. You heard me right. In September 2016, former Democrat mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenans, admitted raping of a 14-year-old girl. On Friday, Keenan changed his plea in court to guilty on 20 counts, including 8 counts of rape. He fessed up, friends. He admitted his crime. And it's interesting when guys like me are trying to tell you that the kids are always the end aim of these pedophiles. It's interesting how people will say, that's loony, Bradley, or that's just theory, or that's just crazy. Really? I'm just kind of curious, friends. What is it that you're attempting to divert? Because it's plain as day. That's all you have to do is look into the public schools to understand exactly what I'm talking about. And furthermore, it's interesting that these people that are committing these crimes have said they would not believe it because it is the unthinkable. That's why we can get away with it. Did you hear me? They get away with it because it's the unthinkable. That's right. If you have not taken the time, again, to watch Conspiracy of Silence, it's a documentary, friends, that exposed a network of religious leaders as well as with Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. And many of the children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, and Canada. That's all you have to do is ask the kids. And what's interesting about all of that, friends, is at the last minute before airing this program called Conspiracy of Silence, unknown congressmen threatened the television cable industry with restrictive legislation if the documentary was aired. And almost immediately, you need to hear this, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed purchased the rights to the documentary. And a copy of this videotape was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. And it's also interesting, on Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video was scheduled to air on the Discovery Channel, but influential members of Congress paid them $500,000 to purchase it and not to air it by applying pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and to destroy all copies, and that's exactly what they did. But guess what, friends? You can go online and you can watch the video, because someone had the internal fortitude to love on our kids enough to protect them from those that are zeroing in on them to commit crimes against our children. It's not a good place to put yourself, but it's called Conspiracy of Silence. It's the child trafficking documentary in Congress. Some in Congress did not want you to see. And I'm here to tell you, America, take time to watch it, because things will begin to make sense as to why things are going the direction that they are going in our country today. Friends, I can spend a whole lot of time on sonsoflibertymedia.com, but I've got much to cover. And I want to highlight what's going on over at Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees who have been caught in sex things, child porn arrests, but yet again, Disney moves forward with the agenda, and I need to highlight that. By the way, if you want to check us out online, you can do that at sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, friends, you see what's going on across the boards in the United States of America. I mean, folks, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have the state-controlled narrative trying to set up fake news, friends, when in fact they are guilty as charged. Interestingly enough, Facebook's new fact checkers as well, and the state-controlled narrative bought and paid for by the CIA and controlled by the CIA, friends, are setting Snoops as the new fact checkers. But in fact, if you do a little homework, it includes, Snoops does, a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix, friends. And you need not look any further than that, but folks, do check that article out. It is on sonsoflibertymedia.com again. So you've been warned. Beware. And friends, it's interesting. You're beginning to see people, even people you wouldn't suspect, calling CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, and others, folks, the state-controlled media, calling them out for fake news, because people are catching on, slow they may be, but they are slowly catching on to what's going on. And hopefully it's not going to be to your own demise, America, before you actually stand up and respond. Now, going back over to Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees that were caught in sex stings, child porn arrests, and why is it that Disney, all the while knowing what's going on, moves forward with the agenda? Now, what agenda, Bradley? Well, again, this is none other than the president of Christian Action Network. He said the most shocking day, gay day event ever at Walt Disney World. He said it is the homosexual celebration. He said there was hugging, kissing, public fondling, all at the Disney theme park. We're going to come right back to it after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees have been busted in sex stings and child porn arrests. Yet Disney moves forward. Most shocking gay day event ever at Walt Disney World. Martin Maurer, president of Christian Action Network, said of his experience during the annual gay day at Walt Disney World. Yes, you heard me right, friends. An exclusive day for the victims. Annual Gay Day at Walt Disney World, the homosexual celebration, which ran from June 3rd to June 8th, featured topless homosexuals at Walt Disney World engaged in hugging, kissing, and public fondling at a Disney theme park. Mr. Maurer goes on and says the video footage was captured on film. He said it's the most brazen and shameless display of public homosexuality I've ever seen. And to think it occurred at Disney World is simply stunning and beyond belief, said Mr. Martin Maurer. Folks, now there's no doubt there's nothing like Orlando, Florida. I mean, there really isn't. And for some reason or another, it happens to be one of America's favorite playgrounds on earth for the recreation that it offers, of course. And it seems that Orlando parks, whether it be SeaWorld, Universal, or Disney, they're immaculately clean, they're appealing, they're a lot of fun, no doubt, yet they're very expensive, are they not? Yet there has been a serious problem at these parks, and it seems that most people are a little aware of it, and that is when it comes to them that are employed at these parks, the employees. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully because I'm going to make reference to Communist Network News, CNN. Their ratings are so bad. They have 2 million viewers a day throughout the globe, friends. And interestingly enough, the president of CNN actually retired a year and a half ago. He resigned. Let me put it that way. He resigned. Forgive me for saying retired. But he did retire CNN, okay? He said because the ratings were so bad. Now, I want to say that CNN gave this report. And I want to also tell you they were also attempting to limit the knowledge of the victims, namely the children that were the victims of these predators, okay? This was reported on July 14th of 2014, and I'm going to bring it up to date. A Walt Disney World security guard and a janitor at SeaWorld's Discovery Cove were among 18 men arrested in a sex sting dubbed Operation April's Fools. That's what it was called. Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd said Tuesday, those arrested responded to an online ad from undercover detective posing as children or custodians of children. They said, child predators are dangerous and they are out of control. He said, they prowl the internet for your children. Children as young as 10 years old. No, wait a second. Let's even go back further than that, because keep in mind, Kevin Jennings, who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama as America's safe school czar, his name was Kevin Jennings. He was the founder of Listen. His icon was Harry Hay, and Harry Hay was the icon for an organization called NAMBLA. The FBI spies on these pedophiles. And also keep in mind, NAMBLA's motto during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. I just had to put that into perspective. But this sheriff goes on and he said they prowl the internet for your children. Children as young as 10 years old to teach them how to have sex, Judd said. They arrive with candy and condoms and they leave in handcuffs and a one-way ride to Polk County Jail. I wonder how that works out for them in jail. The sting, which involved state and central Florida law enforcement agencies, took place from March 29th to April 4th. A 2014 investigation found that 35 Disney employees, as well as two SeaWorld and of five Universal employees, had been arrested since 2006 for sex crimes involving children. Oh, just hang on with me, friends. These pedophiles were trying to meet a minor for sex, or they were busted for possession of child pornography. Again, friends, you have to feed that monster. The parts all said at the time that they had zero tolerance policies for such behavior and all require all employees to undergo extensive background checks. Really? The arrests announced Tuesday include Jeffrey Eric Binder, 26, of Winter Garden, Florida, who works as a security guard at Walt Disney World. Now, interesting, when you look at some of these pictures, friends, they are so unsuspecting. I mean, this one individual looks like somebody's grandpa. He looks like a cool grandpa is what he looks like. But it's interesting as well, a Polk County Sheriff's news release said he arrived at undercover location to have sexual intercourse with who he believed was a 14-year-old teenager. And while chatting online and texting, Binder told the undercover detective that he wanted to do everything sexual with the teenager. He purchased and bought condoms to the undercover location. The news release said he had his Disney security guard uniform in his car when he was arrested, according to the sheriff's office. Wow. Binder was charged with attempted lewd battery, traveling to meet a minor, the use of a computer to seduce a child, and use of a two-way communication device to commit a felony. Did you hear what I said? A felony. Also keep in mind, not only in other countries, friends, but now in America, the pedophiles are looking for consensual sex with children. They're decrying their victim status today in America. Just wanted to let you know that. And I told you that this is where it was going to go, and it's going to go beyond this because you are dealing with reprobate, lawless people. Disney World spokesperson Jackie Whaler said Binder has been placed on unpaid leave pending the outcome of the charges. Man, that's amazing. Those that tell the truth, for some reason, they're accused. They're guilty until proven innocent. But when it comes to one of their employees, you know, we're just going to keep him on, you know, a leave, unpaid leave, pending the outcome of the charges. And she said and did not address a question about his prior arrest. Also were arrested. See, there was a prior arrest, friends, yet they hired him anyways. Also arrested was 19-year-old Arthur Joseph Nelson of Orlando, a janitor at SeaWorld Orlando's Discovery Cove theme park. Notice where they're being placed. Notice what they are preying upon these employees of these parks. Children. I mean, it reminds me of the NEA. They have a homosexual caucus. That's not good enough. Just like I told you it wouldn't be. Now they have a drag queen caucus. Now what are they trying to do? Now they're trying to push transgender bathrooms into the bathrooms throughout the United States of America, including schools. And the kids, the students across America, are the ones that are having to stand up and fend off for themselves because their parents are the ones dropping them off at the schools to be assailed in the first place. How does that work? Wow. Wow. And don't you tell me, oh, you know, I had to fend for myself when I was a kid too. Yeah, that's great. But we're not talking about the same world in the present as we were in the past. And I don't care if it was the 80s or the 90s. It's still a different school today. Because they are literally being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. From nothing. Nelson showed up at the undercover location to have sex with who he thought was a 14-year-old teenager, the news release said. Again, keep in mind, CNN is trying to prevent information to get out to the American people as to who the other offenders are. I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. This individual, Arthur Joseph Nelson from Orlando, he sent pictures of his genitalia. He brought condoms on the way to the undercover location, the release said. After his arrest, Nelson told detectives that he knew that the teenager was 14 years old. He stopped at a Walmart to buy condoms. He chatted with underage children. But this was the first time he has done something like this, he said. And he was high, and he said other words, friends. I'm not going to say it over the air. And thought it seemed like a good idea, the release said. Poor guy. I'll tell you what, friends. You live in a system now where it's three strikes and you're out. What he's going to do is he's going to go in court and he's going to say, you know, I was stoned, as if to suggest it was the marijuana's fault or the crystal methane's fault or the cocaine's fault or the heroin's fault. Wait a second. Who made the choice to use the drugs to later to commit the crimes thereafter? He was. It's like somebody that drinks and drive. I mean, folks, don't think it's no small matter. I mean, 11,962 people died on the roads of America not too far back in 1 year. And just think about it. You have judges in America today, like in 1992, where a man was busted drinking and driving over 18 times. And the judge thought it would be humorous to go ahead and tell him to move closer to the liquor store. But again, friends, do your best to overlook the fact that a whole lot of people in innocent people have been slaughtered because people don't understand no when it comes to drinking and driving. See how that works in the courts today? They just slap them on the hand, and that's exactly what's going to happen to this kid. Nelson was charged with the use of a two-way communication device to commit a felony, a use of a computer to seduce a child, traveling to meet a minor, attempted lube battery, transmission of harmful materials to a minor, and a possession of paraphernalia. Wow! Becca Bide, SeaWorld's corporate communications director, said, "There is no greater responsibility than protecting the safety of our guests and our ambassadors." I agree. "And we have extensive measures in place, including pre-employment criminal background checks." But folks, just keep in mind, what was criminal yesterday is now, those laws are torn down, and now they're attempting to give a pass to the people that you would have in the past called a crime. Now they're normalizing the crime. Do you see what they're doing here? The measures in place including pre-employment criminal background checks and ongoing proactive security measures within our parks. We have zero tolerance for potential safety threats and have taken swift and appropriate action in this case. Folks, I'm going to continue on concerning Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees caught in sex stings, child porn arrests, but yet for some reason or another, Disney moves forward. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees caught in a sex sting and child porn arrest. But again, for some reason or another, Disney moves forward. And what we have here now is others arrested in the sting include a hospital technician, a computer program director, a car dealership manager, airline customer service manager, and a former Polk County firefighter. As of Tuesday afternoon, only one of the suspects has entered a plea. Michael Fernandez pleaded not guilty, according to the Polk County Clerk of Court's website. And of course, they're just going to blame it on drugs and they're going to blame it on their upbringing or whatever the case is, instead of making a choice and taking responsibility and admitting to the choices that they themselves chose to choose. Right? That was good. You know what's interesting, friends, is these parks are adding insult to injury when it comes to aiding this sort of debauchery. On March 15th, 2017, Entertainment headline reads, Disney won't censor Beauty and the Beast gay scenes for Malaysia. And by the way, I wanted to let you know, and I told the homosexual communities, and I was the only one faithful enough to tell these people, by the way. But it's interesting to tell them what the Word of God says, because it condemns what they advocate. It's called an abomination. It's not called sin. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, 2 Peter. Folks, I can go on and give you 26 other references. But for the sake of time, even the homosexuals are saying that this is going too far. A Mississippi attorney who identifies as a homosexual is objecting to the gay content in Disney's live remake of Beauty and the Beast, saying children should not be exposed to adult topics that seek to destroy their innocence. In an Orlando Sentinel column, Joseph R. Murray said the company is straying away from Walt Disney's original vision to entertain children and is now pushing a, listen carefully, a political agenda. I told you, America, I told you this is about upending your sovereignty and giving it over to a foreign enemy. That is within. I didn't say it. Joseph R. Murray from the Orlando Sentinel said that Walt Disney's original vision to entertain children is now pushing a political agenda. Friends, are you living politics? Then you better get involved. He said the vision for Walt Disney's world was clear. Entertain children. Disney characters were about hope, optimism, and above all else, making sure children were able to enjoy their innocence for as long as the outside world would permit. And Disney understood that part of its mission was to provide a buffer for as long as possible, he wrote. He said, somewhere along the line, Disney went off course, he continued. No longer did it see itself as a defender of children's innocence. Instead, it saw itself as a conduit to social change. Hey, America, your laws stand against what they are advocating. Let me say it again. In every state, your laws condemn the crimes that you are allowing these individuals to actually advocate. You know what he said at the very end? He said Walt Disney became Harvey Milk. He said this, friends. Every once in a while, they'll blurt the truth out, won't they? The Orlando Sentinel column, Joseph R. Murray, said, listen carefully. By the way, Harvey Milk, friends, was a pedophile. And he was the mayor of New York. As a matter of fact, under Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign criminal sodomite himself. It's interesting to note, friends, that they actually made a stamp after the pedophile Harvey Milk. And when I was in the post office, I told the lady, I said, are you aware of the fact that this is a pedophile? He's a convicted pedophile. He was shot dead, by the way. And it was great because within, 5 minutes it was gone. That's all I had to do is say something about it, right? But listen to what this reporter said. Walt Disney became Harvey Milk. I didn't say that. Walt Disney became Harvey Milk. This reporter said that. Why would he say something like this? You know, I want to say, too, and to such a statement, I again warn the homosexual communities that their leaders are going to take them where they don't want to go. And by the way, they are. And furthermore, it has not, nor has it ever been about homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Just look to Canada. You'll understand what's going on. You see in the Muslim infiltration on the heels of the homosexuals. I told you, America. And I'm not saying it like I smack you in the face and said, I told you so. No, I'm telling you, you've been warned. God has been faithful to warn us all, friends. Oh, and furthermore, the extorted politicians of the day may help you understand as to why things are moving into the direction that they are as well. See, friends, you need to understand that America, you're going to go down in history as the greatest of fools because of what you tolerate. We must learn to live together as brothers, or we will perish together as fools. Brothers and sisters, might I add, under the direction and the mandate and commands of a most holy creator. Do you remember how I brought up a child trafficking documentary? Some in Congress don't want you to see. Go ahead and go online, friends. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a video of conspiracy of silence. But look what's happening. They are being used to tear down the laws to go ahead and help advocate that which is against our laws. It's a felony, friends. Friends, it's always been about the children. Luke 17:2. As a matter of fact, I've never brought this out publicly, but I'm going to do so now. Because I'm going to shame all of those fools that never took the time to ask me one question. I just said it's always been about the children. It has, and it is. When I was 10 years old, I was a target of a homosexual at a young age. I was made an open prey. I was a part of a fatherless program in America called Big Brothers of America. And my brother just happened to have him as his big brother, and that individual continuously badgered me until we brought it to my mother's attention. And boy, did he scatter quick once my mom found out. And again, keep in mind and understand that this is about protecting our young people, regardless of what organization that they are a part of, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church clubs. Folks, I guarantee you, there's a whole lot of young people, both boys and girls, across this country that have been made the prey concerning the pedophiles, which I'm exposing right now. But for some reason or another, when I look at these articles and what's going on across the land, I'm trying to figure out why Disney and these other parks are advocating what God clearly condemns. And again, our laws condemn these crimes. And remember what this reporter from the Orlando Sentinel, Joseph R. Murray, said. He said that Walt Disney's becoming Harvey Milk, unknown pedophile in New York. Wow, that's a pretty strong statement. See, I've been faithful blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, regardless of the status quo, because I was one of those kids. And why the American people sit down when it comes to the abominable lifestyles that these companies are promoting while all along playing to the less than 1.7% of the population, while 78% that love God so much they disobey Him at every given opportunity, while advocating through apathy what God clearly condemns. I know not how. I know not why. We're talking about our kids here, America. And how is it, and I end with this, how is it that anyone with a conscience can further support these organizations all the while knowing what it is that they are attempting to advocate as the norm? I can't support them. I can't pay to walk into their parks if this is what they're going to advocate. This isn't about a political agenda, but that's what they're making it out to be, America. And Americans, you're paying to go inside of a park all the while knowing this is what they're going to advocate. Oh, I don't care what they're doing. Wait a second. You're supporting them financially to commit the crime concerning someone else. Is it directly their fault? Well, let me just go back to this quote again. Walt Disney is becoming Harvey Milk. Why would this reporter make such a statement? That is a strong statement. But if you look at the fruit of what these people are advocating, he's right. There's no getting away from it. Why would Martin Maurer, the president of Christian Action Network, have to go inside a film? And by the way, when he was filming inside of the park on Gay Day from June 3rd to June 8th, exclusively for the homosexuals, I bet there's a whole 15 of them there. But he was threatened by the security that if he didn't quit taping, they were going to arrest him. Why? Because America, they don't want you to know what they're promoting. And I just got done telling you in a handful concerning the crimes of employees that work at Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees, which were caught in sex things, child porn arrests. And yet, all the while knowing that, Disney continuously advocates the lifestyle regardless. Now, why is that? Again, friends, keep in mind what the Orlando Sentinel reporter said. Walt Disney is soon becoming what? Harvey Milk, a known pedophile. Wow, that is a strong statement, brother.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.